Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie Activity Center Board President Dennis Flannery about the center's renovation project and their dinner concert fundraiser they're hosting this Sunday.
How is progress coming along for the facade improvement?
Our brick person has made a lot of progress on the front, so if you haven't had an opportunity to drive by, I'd encourage you to do so. So I would say we're about 95% done. So unfortunately, he had to go on vacation for a little while, so he's got about two more days of work, and then our general contractor has to do a little bit of some trim work. But we hope to have it finished up here before the end of the month.
So after the concert fundraiser.
It was. I was hopeful that we would have it done before that, but it still shows that we're working on it, and maybe that will get us a few more donations.
It looks good as it is. I mean, yeah, it's on its way. How much was the cost for, you know, these facade improvements, and what was it like fundraising for it?
Well, I don't have all the exact numbers here in front of me, but I would say we'll have well over $200,000 into the building between all of the updates that we've done. That's both inside and outside. We really felt strongly that we wanted the outside to look very close to how it was when it was originally built, and so that's why we kind of picked what we did. We didn't want to discover it with steel. We just wanted to go back to the original type of brick. And so we kind of picked a brick that made it still look old. We replaced the block glass windows. We kept the original ones, but some of them were so damaged we couldn't put them all back in. So we got block glass windows that looked like the original ones. And so, yeah, all of that adds up. And there's always, we had to put some new support beams, which was in the front to support all of this. And that added more cost, too. And so we're still raising a little bit of money to finish it, but we feel good where we stand right now.
You've had, of course, quite a bit of help with the project. You received a Main Street Iowa grant last year, right? Who else has helped contribute for this project?
We've had a lot of generous donations, and forgive me if I forget some of them. But yeah, as you mentioned, we received a $70,000 grant from Main Street Iowa. And then we've also, the 10 Squared Women provided us some funds. We've received some grants from the Guthrie County Foundation. A couple of lead gifts. Guthrie County State Bank gave $50,000. The Gary Reese Trust gave us $25,000. And then we've had several, including our bank, that have donated $10,000. And so, and then a lot of other donations, which are greatly appreciated. We don't want to diminish even the very small ones, because they all add up and were appreciated.
And I believe the interior project, that started last winter, right?
We've been working on the interior actually for about 2 years, because we had to do some roof structural repairs first. And so that had to get completed. And then we started really the interior about a year ago, probably updating that. And then that's probably 95% done as far as the main part. We do want to update the kitchen. And so we will do some additional fundraising once we get this all wrapped up to update the kitchen. And really, it's not an extensive remodel there. It's just making it look as nice as the rest of the building looks.
It's tucked away now, and when you walk back there, you realize, oh, this is the space that hasn't been touched yet.
Right.
For those who may not know, the Activity Center, that building, has a long, varied history, but it became the Activity Center in the late 80s, right?
Yeah, let me see if I can get all the dates right, but it was built in 1911. It was a two-story theater at the time for traveling play groups, and then it became a movie picture theater. I mean, it was that till about 1958, when it became a bowling alley, and then it was a bowling alley for 6 years, and then became a hardware store, and was under various ownerships, and same owner, but various managers, I should say, of the hardware stores. And then when they closed down, the owner of the hardware started donated it to a group that was looking for a center. And so that was in the late 80s. And so it's been the Activity Center ever since.
Would you say the board came before the center, or vice versa?
They did. The board was formed just right before the center became available. And I think the owner determined that, hey, this would be a great way for me to get back to the community. And so Mr. Larson was his name. We really appreciate his family for donating the building to the community.
So now you have an upcoming fundraiser event. Would you like to share what's going to be happening there?
Yeah, we were pleased. Roma Stetzel, a community person here, had won the use of Chad Elliott for a concert, and she donated that to the Activity Center to use for a fundraiser. So we appreciate her doing that. And so that's set for Sunday, September 22nd. So we're going to have a meal and a concert by Chad Elliott. Social time starts at 5 o'clock with a meal at 5:30, and then Chad will start playing around 6:15. We'll also have the Danish winery from Elkhorn area will be here selling bottles of wine that you can enjoy during the concert as well. So we have, have a limited number of tickets available for that. They are going quickly. So I'd encourage you to either contact Guthrie County State Bank, People's Bank, or Art on State if you're interested in purchasing a ticket. They are $25 each, and that includes the meal and the concert. The wine would be extra.
And the proceeds will go to finishing off the facade improvement?
That's correct, yep. So we're using these as just general funds for the operation of the Activity Center and to finish up some small things and for the remodel of the Activity Center.
How does the Activity Center serve the community, and why do you choose to, serve on the board yourself?
We felt the building really needed some update and some kind of redirection so that we could keep it going in the community. And so that was kind of why I got involved. And then we had an active board that just was really good about planning and looking into the future on the needs. And so it's been used by a lot of various organizations, fundraisers, family gatherings, small wedding receptions. And we felt that was still a need. And so we wanted to keep the building functional and keep it going. And we didn't want to see it get any worse than it was and then get to the point where you'd have to tear down a building like that. And so we did the capital campaign, have done the updates to the building now, and we really think it's going to be a facility that people are going to be proud to rent and use and to refer to others for all of those different events I just talked about. One of the things that we're going to push a little bit harder now that we have some updated media, Guthrie Center Communications and their staff were very good about updating with Wi-Fi and large screen TVs and drop-down screens. And so we think with those added media things that various businesses and groups will use it for maybe some types of meetings that it was never used for before. And then we did add a small meeting room so that actually we could have a couple things going on in the building. There could be a small meeting or the card guys could be in there playing, and then the main facility could still be used. But we really think that there was a need to have that type of facility. We also have a lot of seniors that use it for various activities as well. And so all of those things created an opportunity to have a nice building in our community for people to use.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie Activity Center Board President Dennis Flannery about the center's renovation project and their dinner concert fundraiser they're hosting this Sunday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.